Hey Gronk, how does it feel to get a win today in
Feeling
Denver?
great, man. You saw that. You saw us. That was a big victory. That was a big team win. All three stages, defense, special teams, offense, we all played together. That was huge. We needed a win like that, and you know it.
Gronk,
Thanks, Ron.
How nice was it to see special teams get you guys jump started there early?
Oh, it's super nice. Whenever you have a special teams play like that, and a couple to kick off to the house, the punt block, it's huge. It helps out the whole team defensively and offensively. So those plays and special teams are game changers. I didn't see any replays or anything like that, but did you guys see any time where the ball hit the ground?
It didn't look like it.
Yes, because it didn't. That's why. I could put my hand underneath the ball. I know for sure I caught it, and I just don't understand why it wasn't a tug. I mean, they didn't show no evidence of it hitting the ground. I know it didn't. My fingers were underneath it. It tilted up the ball, and I knew it was right there, and I brought it in, and it landed on my forearm. And when I brought it in, and I knew it exactly, I went up to the coach, and he's like, "Are you sure?" And I was like, "I'm sure, man. I would never say that if I wasn't 100% sure, because you don't want to lose that kind of trust." And I thought I caught it, man. I know I caught it. My fingers were underneath it. Oh, it's great. I mean, it's kind of like the same thing, though, since I've been here, since day one. Nothing's changed with him. He's always fired up. He's always practicing hard. He's always in the meetings. I mean, literally not one thing has changed since I've been here. He's always on top of his game, and it's just great. It just keeps you going, too, seeing a guy like him just lead us the whole way at where he's at in his lifetime, too.
Rob, how nice to see Marty Bennett go out there for tonight for you guys, get three catches, and Dwayne Allen, his first catch of the season is a touchdown.
Yeah, it's huge. It's great to see those guys contributing like that. I mean, the first under with Marty went for like 20 plus yards. It went for him. I mean, it helps out. That's huge. And seeing Dwayne get that tug, I mean, I was so happy for him when he got that. I mean, it was great to see that, and just everyone contributing in our group. Devlin had a couple catches. I mean, he's part of the tight end group, and it's just awesome to see all of us be able to be part of a game plan like that, and I'll contribute in the passing game and run game.
Last question, Rob. Was that your game plan coming in to target running backs and tight ends early, or was that because in the game that's what the offense
is? I mean, you always come in with a game plan. I mean, I would say like it's like 1% of the time the game plan actually goes through the way you exactly want it to go through. So you just never know what they're going to play on defense. And just goes all with the game flow. I mean, some games these our running backs have like 15 to 20 catches, and then some other games our receivers, tight ends, have all the catches. So you just got to play it by ear how they're playing defense. And Tom just does a great job, no matter what, to find the open guy, if it's from the backfield or if it's a wideout or tight end. All right, guys, thank you.
Tom Brady's next.